insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 19th and 20th verses of this chapter.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الذين يحبون أن تشيع الفاحشة في الذين آمنوا لهم عذاب أليم. لهم عذاب أليم في الدنيا والآخرة والله يعلم وأنتم لا تعلمون.
Indeed, those who like that immorality should be spread among those who have believed will have a painful punishment in this world and the hereafter. And Allah knows, and you do not know.
ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته وأن الله رؤوف رحيم.
And if it had not been for the favor of Allah upon you and His mercy, and because Allah is kind and merciful.
So regarding these verses, we said that the words are changed from expressing a private matter and phenomenon. And the words are somehow taken the shape of general and comprehensive rule and principle regarding the lifetime of the believers, of the believers' society. So the most important point, I assume, in the part of this verse, in the beginning part of the verse, was the word yuhibbuna that is applied instead of those who do spread the calumny, those who do spread indecency. So the ones who are from among those who love this indecency to be spread out are the ones that were mentioned before. Those who do not take necessary precautions upon hearing the words of indecency regarding the faithful people of the society, those who do not think well of the others, those who just think well of themselves, and they do not say هذا بُهْتَانٌ عَظِيمٌ, they do not say this is a clear and big, a great slander. Anyway, at the end of the verse it is said, Allah knows while you do not know. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah is well aware of the gloomy consequences and fatal results of spreading indecency, both in the world and hereafter, but we are not aware of its different dimensions. He knows and we do not know. اللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
على مر الزمان تألقا وأضاء لي الدعاء
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So, dear listeners, we were talking about the ending part of the verse where it is said, وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah knows while you do not know. We said that it is the Almighty Allah that knows best. It is the Almighty Allah, since He is the absolute cause, the creator of the universes and all the human beings, that it is Him that knows well aware, and He is well aware of the gloomy consequences and results of spreading indecency in the society. But we, human beings, we are not aware of its different dimensions. That's why we regard it as something very trifle. He does know in whose heart the interest and love of committing this sin lies. He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, knows those who carry out this evil action under beguiling names. But we do not know them. He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the one who knows how to reveal His ordinances to prevent this wicked and indecent action. That's why these ordinances are revealed. That's why these ordinances are set up by the Almighty Allah. To control the Muslim Brotherhood, to control the Muslim society, and to save it from the indecencies, from spreading out these false accusations and indecencies. And in the last verse and question, that is the last verse, which is about ifk, struggling with indecency and qadf, again, emphasis is put on the fact that had it not been for the grace of Allah and His mercy unto you, and if Allah were not clement, merciful on you, He would have sent such a great and painful chastisement upon you in this world, and your life could be ruined. So the verse says, ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته وأن الله رؤوف رحيم. This is the ending part of the verse that is skipped, that is not mentioned because everybody would be aware of. Dear listeners, the verses of Ifk are complete, and we will move on to another issue with the next verses. Now, there are some matters to be paid attention to that we will, God willing, mention later on. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me.